the swearing, Paul.
The profanity bothers you.
Yeah. Silly rabbit.
Amelia Navasquez is...
Here it comes!
Scream Queen!
Is this the real life?
Bohemian Rhapsody. Whether you first heard the song from your rentals, screamed it with your mates, or just headbanged along to that infamous scene from Wayne's World, we've all belted our fair share of... But if you ever wanted to know more about the man behind the pipes, the heart and soul of Queen, the band's lead singer, the legendary Freddie Mercury, this biopic is sure to give you something to love.
How many more Galileos do you want?
The big thing about Bohemian Rhapsody, it's all about the music. We see Freddie starting out with the band in the early days back in 1970 when the band first formed.
I write a song.
And if you're a frother for all things making music in the studio, you'll appreciate the insight into how Bohemian Rhapsody was made in a secluded little hut in the middle of nowhere. But that doesn't mean this movie doesn't have its fair share of drama.
No one will play us on the radio.
The tension is mainly found from Freddie's interactions with their uptight record label EMI at the time, and who better to play the manager who refused to take a chance on that 6-minute rock opera?
I'm rich and I'm dead sexy.
Yes, that's right. Expect a cameo from none other than the Shagadelic Mike Myers doing a suspiciously fat bastard voice.
Mark these words. No one will play Queen.
The movie rockets through to that mammoth Live Aid concert in 1985, and it's basically a 20-minute replica remake, which you could shave a couple of minutes off, admittedly. But what this does say is this whole movie has an acute level of attention to detail. And Rami Malek, who plays Freddie, owns that big stage presence energy like he studied Freddie down to a T.
Ready, Freddie?
Critics have been really divided on this one. The main bone of contention being that it's too sanitized or squeaky clean and maybe ignores Freddie's darker side.
Running your private life.
What more do you need to know?
But Bohemian Rhapsody was never going to be that kind of movie, especially considering the band pushed back on its R rating. But Bohemian Rhapsody is one for the fans, especially the younger ones who weren't there to see Freddie in real life. And I reckon that's a pretty special thing. So, if you let yourself fall, not only will it rock you to tears, but it'll totally mess you up. This sweet old thing of a blubberfest gets 3.5 out of 5.
Triple J.